your home for, just take the under. Semi-live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How are we doing?
Great.
Yeah. Man, I guess I know what we're starting the show off with today.
I mean, we're going to talk about the Packers right away? Because that made me happy.
Wow, this is a good show for you, man.
Well, you can say Christian Ponder all you want. But
I can't. I watched Jordan Love. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got the bad side of him.
I got nothing good to say about the Packers. So why don't we start
with the Packers?
With the Packers.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Feed an A.
Ew. I wish I knew more Norwegian swear words. I think I could get away with them today.
Probably.
Well, let's talk about. Do we? I guess we have to, don't we?
Yeah, we got to go in there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Packers.
Can't be a fair weather fan.
Oh, you can. Yeah. That's
not when you're doing a radio show.
No, we're gonna be honest and accountable to what we witnessed.
Yeah.
So I was watching a football game on Sunday.
Oh.
I know. It seemed like a good idea at the time, right? Like, let's settle in. Let's enjoy a nice noon kickoff. Let's watch. The Green Bay Packers, my green and gold.
Black and blue. They
were favored by, it was the largest point spread of the year.
Was that the one?
That was the largest. Ooh. They were, at the time of kickoff, they were favored by 8.5 points, if anybody knows anything about sports or any gambling or any, favored by 8.5 means they were better than by at least a touchdown plus two scores better than Cleveland. And then the game started. And I was listening on the radio, running around busy on Sunday. Didn't until the second half.
And there's your dagger.
And there was no dagger.
There was a dagger.
It was three.
There's a dagger.
It was 3-0, if I'm not mistaken, at halftime. People say that they love a defensive struggle, right? Like, because every moment in that game ended up being a big deal because it was so close and so tight the entire game. That Cleveland defense
is no joke.
That Cleveland defense is better than Green Bay's defense, not just because they won 13-10, but they showed Myles Garrett is the best football player on the defensive side.
That was one of those underlying stories. Yep. It was Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons is the second best defensive player in football. Myles Garrett spent the entirety of that game just shoving guards and tackles over.
That secondary is really good, though, too.
Secondary is really good, too.
Antoine Winfield, is that? No, is that Tampa
No,
Bay?
That's Tampa. You're talking Craig Newsome. Former Packer great Craig Newsome's kid.
I'll tell you a story about him after this. off air. I've met him.
Okay, so his son's a good football player, though. Denzel Ward is a really good football player for the Cleveland Browns. They have rookie linebackers. They have talent. They've drafted correctly at every level of their defense, kind of similar to what the Packers have tried to do. The difference, of course, is that the Packers have missed on a few. Cleveland has just been a terrible team for so long.
Offensively, for sure.
That they keep getting top five picks.
Yeah,
every draft pick they've gotten on that offense and defense has been drafted in the top half of the round. So they should be, by this point, a better team than they are.
Is that why they gave up two first-round picks? Because they're like, eh.
Well, eventually we're going to win here, right? It's also why we've talked a little bit about Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, a few times.
Yep.
Because he used to be the Vikings offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Got the job with Cleveland because of that, if I'm not mistaken.
Most part,
give or take. He's supposed to be an offensive genius. He keeps his job. He hasn't had a record above 500 in 5 years as a head coach. They had one playoff win.
Right.
And he keeps keeping his job because of performances like this.
Right.
Because his team was overmatched offensively. Cleveland is maybe the worst offensive team roster-wise in the league.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, 15 years ago, won a Super Bowl.
Right.
That's been a while. On that offense is a lot of castaways, a lot of second and third choices, a lot of used to be good, maybe was going to be. That offense was not good, but they did just enough. Kevin Stefanski, as an offensive coordinator, put together a game plan. They just kept running the ball. They realized real quickly that we can't. Joe Flacco's not a good thrower of the ball. Our wide receiver's not great at catching, but our tight ends can block, and our running backs can smash people around.
That's that rookie Quinshon.
Quinshon Jenkins.
Yep. Junkins.
Looked Junkins? So. It was an ugly game, and it was, but it came right down.
Well, the blocked field goal
to a fourth quarter with Cleveland blocking a field goal, and then inexplicably Cleveland traveling any length of the field for the first time in the entirety of the game to kick off a game-winning, we call it a walk-off in baseball, field goal, no time on the clock with a rookie kicker. It's so frustrating to go from the highs of those first two games.
Yep.
Those first two games, I said out loud, the Packers might be the best team in football. I was wrong.
Well, the problem is, the first problem is that your quarterback, Mr. Franchise, you don't know which version you're going to get out of him.
Nope. He might be okay.
He's really good?
Yeah.
Or he's just like, what are you thinking?
He felt like he was just, like I said.
Was he trying to force things, maybe?
It almost felt like he took the under on this game because he was throwing a lot, chucking.
By the way, there was a bet made.
Ooh.
Like a lot of people pulled this bet and won like 1.8. It was a ridiculous amount, but it was like really weird. It got a little news attention.
And truthfully, we've talked about that in college sports and we've talked about that in Major League Baseball, that these micro bets and micro things that people can make on games for, is the next pass incomplete?
Right. It was something like that, but it was like inexplicably, why would all these people all of a sudden bet that right there?
Is the first play of the fourth quarter a run? And
it was something weird, but it was with Green Bay making trying to run and then getting sat or something. I was like, ugh.
No, that stuff. I mean, it's that icky gray area with sports and entertainment. It has become the lines have become so gray that it wouldn't surprise me that people were betting on an incompletion from Jordan Love. To be fair, Jordan Love throws a lot of incompletions.
But it was like an insider thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You know. But anyway. But yeah, your Packers. I mean, Josh Jacobs, 30 yards, 16 carries.
Josh Jacobs, other than dropping touchdown, like other than scoring touchdowns, over the last year hasn't been
Josh Jacobs of Vegas.
Right. Well, he's not a dynamic running back. He's not like a Saquon Barkley type of running back where he's going to juke you and or run over you doing a backflip.
But he catches the ball too.
But Josh Jacobs is a above average in everything he does, running back.
Right.
In a game where, in a script where you can run him 20 times, he can get you his yards.
Right.
In this game with the Packers offense, as disjointed as it was, they were running it enough with a variety of running backs.
Everybody.
But everybody was getting about 2 yards a carry and running into a Browns linebacker or having to run around Myles Garrett for the entirety of the game. The Packers defense played okay. I mean, you only gave up 13 points. And these are professionals they were playing against. So it's not
debatable.
Cleveland's getting paid. they don't have great players, but they got professionals. A really, really underwhelming performance.
Sure.
But I mean, for the Packer, honestly, as a Packer fan, it kind of settles you. Like, oh, okay. This isn't the
reel
greatest.
Reel back those talks about the greatest.
Yeah, we're not going to, just because Jordan Love is 27 years old and we acquired a Hall of Fame defensive player, does not mean we're winning the Super Bowl this year. That has happened a couple times. Mm-hmm. Favre and Reggie White, Charles Woodson, and Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm.
But Jordan Love's going to be 27 or if he's
correct.
Not.
And this is that, so like as a Packer fan, you get used to being successful. You get used to coming out on the correct side.
Yeah, you're a little spoiled.
Of the big time spoiled. Not even a little.
That's a lot.
The Packers have won despite of themselves, and their fandom really. I mean, the Packer fans also, we hold on to the first two Super Bowls like Like, remember, we were the greatest. We've won all these championships.
Chicago in the 85.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Green Bay will still talk about winning world championships back when there wasn't a Super Bowl. Right. So, it as a Packer fan, we've sort of got the Yankee
fandom.
The
trophy, the champions.
Right.
Trophy.
They named it after us. They named it after us, the Packer fans. So that makes sense.
It's the coach.
I think we had a lot to do with that as fans. that's how Packer fans work, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, next. Like I said, it's a downer. It keeps you from getting too high.
Matthew Golden showed up.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason he showed up is because
nobody else did.
And Jalen Reed was hurt with a busted out collarbone. Oh, yeah. So you're getting some more reps. I've been actually looking at the snap counts after some of these games, seeing Tucker Kraft is clearly the number one tight end. Matthew Golden is Wicks has become Romeo Doubs has become. Sure. Matthew Golden is getting more work here and there. Christian Watson is still his legs don't work, so he's not gonna. He's got a while. They re-signed him. Now he's not in a hurry to get back on the field and get hurt again. So just let him sit and incubate, maybe heal those busted hamstrings or something.
Repair the glass
spaghetti hamstrings that he's got. Okay. So next week.
This
week coming up on is
Sunday night.
It's a Sunday nighter, and this one.
Has a little meaning.
This one feels good, right?
That's a trap game.
It's a trap. It is. This is defines trap game for me. This is Packers Cowboys, and as
is
a
it at Dallas?
It's at the Jerry Stadium. It's at the Jones. Micah Parsons returning to Dallas.
Yep.
So they're going to get that out of the way. I'm sure there's going to be a point where Micah Parsons gets hammered by one of these tackles who've wanted to run it, who've wanted to hit him their entire career, that have never been there. The Chicago, the Cowboys tackles and guards and centers who've been watching Micah Parsons run past them in practice are finally going to get a chance to smash him.
Vice versa, too.
Micah Parsons sounds super jazzed about tackling.
Hitting his best friend.
About knocking out his best friend, Dak Prescott. After that,
trap game.
That's exactly the emotions of that. That's a big deal. Like the Packers have been hyped as a team the entire because of this. This game means something.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they took it out their last loss against Cleveland and took it out in Dallas.
And I would also not be surprised if there's some defensive players on Dallas who are holdovers on that team who got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. That because Micah Parsons got a lot of credit, and rightfully so, over the last 4 years, that he carried this Dallas defense. Dallas defense wasn't that good.
The
Micah
last three
Parsons
games,
was amazing, but they've gotten better without Micah Parsons.
No, they haven't. No, they have not.
It's been better for me as the
Chicago's
fan.
Caleb Williams scored four touchdowns on those guys last week.
I have never
really
watching that game. I've never not rooted for either team as hard as I didn't root for Chicago and Dallas. And I watched Chicago run,
do whatever
just
they wanted.
Slobber knocker all over Dallas. That's a great one. I love that. I wish I could use that phrase every day.
That dates you a little.
It does. I love pro wrestling from the 90s. Who do you need? I'm Jim Ross. I wish. Yeah, yeah. Okay, can we do a wrestling show finally? Can we? Buddy, let's skip football for a weekend.
We can't though.
So we've got Dallas and Green Bay.
Yep.
That is going to be on Sunday night. It'll be America's game of the week.
Yep.
You'll get all the good. You'll get a lot of Collinsworth.
Yep.
Troy Aikman will be there too, rooting for the. Is Troy Aikman the Sunday
night guy? No, he's
ESPN. Oh, he's an ESPN guy. Never mind. All right, good.
Yeah.
Last
Joe
thing,
Buck.
I don't need to hear Troy Aikman talk about the Cowboys. I've lived that life. That was hard to deal with. So that's my NFL. Who do the Packers, or I'm sorry, who do your Vikings get to lose to this week?
Whoa.
Sorry, I blew it.
They won last week.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're
against Cincinnati.
Against a real team. That's fair.
Ish.
I mean, Cincinnati's better than Cleveland. And
Jake Browning.
That was the battle of the backup quarterbacks. Man,
he was in
Minnesota. He was a Minnesota guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did know that.
In 2023, because that's the year they cut him.
Mm-hmm.
He started and they beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
He goes and you see him on camera on the side going, "You shouldn't have bleeping cut me, huh?
Yeah, I think we talked about that actually. We've been.
That's fine.
That's fine. That's just fine with you.
That's the past.
So is JJ McCarthy, who was out last week with
will be out this week.
Will be out again this week.
Probably. I mean, it's a high ankle sprain. He'll be probably out this weekend, probably next.
Those are a couple of weeks injury, and
they want him healthy.
Yeah, confident.
And as long as Carson Wentz is doing okay, which he wasn't spectacular, he managed the game on Sunday. Managed it really well.
I mean, the Vikings defense showed up and showed out all game long.
Isaiah Rodgers, I mean, good pickup.
Even though they are playing a backup quarterback, that's the only backup on that field. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are amongst the best wide receivers in football. Chase Brown, their running back, great player.
Yep.
They've invested a lot in the offensive line. So, yeah.
Nothing else.
That's a team win. It does change for me who the best team in the division is. It doesn't. Yeah, I watched Detroit, dude. Detroit.
They look like Detroit now.
They got their stuff back. Yeah. I watched them against.
That first game with Green Bay was a fluke, I think. I think they were just going, can we do that?
We caught them at their lowest spot.
Yeah.
Against Baltimore, who Baltimore might be the best team in the AFC. They just might. It's real early in the year. I don't know if Detroit might be the best team in the NFC. You know, like,
it's a tough. The league on a year-to-year basis is so tough because you never know. I mean, you know, right now we're in a three-way tie for first in the North.
Sure.
You know, but we're actually, I think I have the standings right here. Hold on. Can we look at that again?
I say, have there been any?
Because the Packers are number one just because.
They won the division game.
They got
1-0 in the division as it is.
And then points for and against. Mm-hmm. It's just better. But anyway, we're second, which is great. But. everything came together. We had Christian Darrisaw, which is the blind side.
Offensive tackle.
Which is probably one of the top five guys.
Mm-hmm. And on a football team, one of the most important spots.
Sunday, he showed why he's probably one of the top, aside from Justin Jefferson.
Sure. I believe that.
You know? I mean, this is what happens because of the previous two games, JJ McCarthy was running for his life.
Sure.
And Darrisaw's not in. And also missing our starting center that we paid a lot of money for.
Those things make a difference.
Right. Yeah. So, defense, we had Van Ginkel out the week before. Harrison hasn't started until this past week. Defense did their stuff that we all thought there would be in a defense.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz managed the game well.
Sure.
Didn't screw it up. But one thing that was really impressive was Jordan Mason. Our running game.
I was going to ask how he looked.
He looked really good.
Okay. All right.
He looked really good. Let me give you the stats here on this one.
I mean, when he was the backup last couple of years for the 49ers.
116 yards, 2 TDs, 16 carries, average 7 yards per carry.
Banging. That's a real running back. I mean. Yeah. Those are the numbers that win you games.
Right.
No matter who is your starting quarterback, no matter who is in and out of that lineup.
I mean, Carson Wentz's numbers were 14 for 20 for 173 and 2 TDs, but that's all you need him to do.
I mean, if you could do that, we've talked about that. That's what wins you games, right? Like that stat line is winning football.
Team stats, I mean, we went 352 total yards, 169 rushing, which we've been missing the last couple weeks. So, yeah, I mean, everything they did. I mean, Isaiah Rodgers, defense-wise.
Secondary at cornerback?
Yes.
No.
We picked him up from, he was Philadelphia's secondary.
Oh, sure. Nice. Nice cast off from a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But he's doing really well. I mean, that was his breakout game. But they look great. They're overseas.
Oh, they're going there? That's right. They're the Ireland game this week.
Nope. This one is, you sure? Ireland's next week. But it's going to be the first team that does back-to-back international games.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's an oddity.
They don't want us to really succeed.
Right. I mean, I guess I can understand it because I'm guessing the travel back and forth really beats you up because otherwise your bye week is after your travel week when you go overseas anyway. So I'm guessing it makes for a simpler routine as a football player. You spend 2 weeks in some other place, but you're not traveling across the Atlantic Ocean twice in a week. So,
but it's the Steelers. Not too worried about it.
Sure.
We know Aaron Rodgers really well.
You do.
And we have played really well against him.
I like that.
No matter where he's been at.
Okay. All right. Ooh. So, all right. Well, that's kind of a fun.
I'm optimistic. And I think, honestly, I think they're going to let Carson go these two international games. You know, come back after JJ will come back after the.
I mean, this isn't a Sam Darnold scenario where if he plays real well, that's his team, right?
Like, no. McConnell already said this
week. They've talked about that. They've covered that.
It's JJ's team.
Sure.
As soon as he's healthy, he's coming back.
Because if Carson Wentz can put up numbers like he did this week, you don't need a different quarterback.
Right.
Like, that's those are the numbers you're looking for out of McCarthy. And
the great story with Carson, he grew up as a Minnesota fan in Minnesota.
Did. Yeah, he went to North Dakota State. Yeah.
He was a picture of him sitting in the stands wearing a jersey, and he was actually quoted this past or the last week saying, well, what if one of these teams I need a quarterback offer you this and this? He goes, I don't care if the Giants or Cleveland or whoever offer me $20 million. I want to stay here.
Yeah.
This is where I want to be.
This is probably nearest to his family. You get to...
It's his dream team.
Some people love the Midwest. You know, some people want to live in Minneapolis. Yeah. They enjoy the speed
of it.
Of
all the teams,
sure.
You want to be a backup for Minnesota.
Through his career, because Carson Wentz has gone from being the number two pick in the draft to being a bust to being nearly cast out of the league.
First or second year, he was almost MVP almost won a Super Bowl.
And then got hurt, and Nick Foles took his job and won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he's just sort of drifted around. Mm-hmm. And at this point in his career, he's probably got the opportunity to pick. And why not choose to be close to home?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah. A place where you're wanted, a place where you can be successful. Right. Yeah, that works for me.
So, if he stays the backup and Max Brosmer came in half...
How'd he do? Minnesota,
all right.
Undrafted
free
agent from the University of Minnesota. I was going to ask you, as a Vikings fan, if you remember any Minnesota players who played for the Vikings. Is that a fairly common Minnesota, like Gophers? Has there been a lot of Gophers that you can think of in your...
Not many.
Okay.
The ones I wanted to pick up, they didn't.
Sure.
So
they didn't get the Marion Barber, Lawrence Maroney's. They didn't.
Thielen.
Sure.
But I don't think he played Minnesota Gophers.
No, he was a D2 school.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in Minnesota State. I'm going to just assume he played with Craig T. Nelson at Minnesota State University.
Mankato.
So, yeah, I think he was there. Yeah. I think he played for Mankato. That feels right.
Otherwise, there's not a lot. I mean, it's a great story for.
Yeah.
There's probably a handful, but not.
Sure.
Brock Lesnar.
That's I forgot Brock Lesnar was a training camp for the Vikings for that year. That's a good call.
I just remember that
too.
He came back on. He's back in the WWE.
Oh, I watched. He beat up John Cena. They were doing a John Cena farewell tour or something called WrestlePalooza.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the first one with ESPN Plus.
Well, it's weird. Yeah, because now that I have ESPN Plus and I'm able to watch pro wrestling now.
You're the expert now.
I've become the de facto expert on. I didn't want to talk a lot of wrestling today because I'm not gonna.
We're gonna have to sooner or later.
John Cena got beat up on.
The ratings were out of the...
Insane.
Like,
yeah. The ratings for... Well, ESPN and the Disney Network, it's such a pull.
Oh,
like, everybody's
Disney,
got... Everybody's
that Disney
got
name.
The access to it.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. that's not what this show is. We're going to get kicked off the air, too.
No, he's coming back.
I want to say, oh, good, everybody's huge. Good, we'll get back on the air, too. That's, no,
the first joke, by the way, on a completely side note, the first joke is going to be, so this is what I want. They need me to say is that to re-log and resubscribe to Disney Plus, you must. They're going to have him say that. I guarantee you. He's going to say it anyway.
What a fun place we're at. This is good stuff.
Anyway, so I'm optimistic against Pittsburgh. Their defense hasn't been nothing. Aaron Rodgers is mwah.
But they're still a playoff team in your mind. There's still nothing that tells you they're
Pittsburgh?
No. Your Vikings are still... Nothing has happened. Truthfully, these last three games have really been an eye-opener for me as the Packers because they don't look... When they look good, they look pretty good. They don't look great. And when they look bad, they don't look like they can beat anybody.
Right.
So
it can't be Cleveland.
I mean, that's a troubling spot.
It's
that you couldn't...
It's that inconsistency. It's up and down. Yeah. I mean, no matter whether it's Micah Parsons or not on that team...
I mean, they will be facing other defenses in the year. Like, Cleveland's might be the best defense they face all year.
Probably. Well,
but they still have a Vikings defense to deal with. They've still got...
Twice.
They've still got...
Detroit, at least
Detroit,
one more.
You know, one more with Detroit. You've got...
One more with Green Bay.
Real games. Chicago. And if you can't find a way, if there are individuals on your team that can't figure out a way to be better, then that's coaching. That's...
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love is who he is. He won't be better. He is a B-plus at best quarterback.
I just love it. After the first 2 weeks, everybody's like, oh, he's a possible MVP candidate. I go, well, sure, if he keeps on doing what he's been doing. I go, but you're going to get those inconsistent games.
He's never been able to keep doing what he's been doing. That's been his up and down thing. Like, he starts out, his first nine games got him $250
million. What's the definition of insanity?
Repeating the same thing over and over and expecting something different.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we're... That is... I mean, if that doesn't define what being a sports fan really is, because if we wanted to really dive deep into it, aren't you expecting at some point to win a Super Bowl with the Vikings?
I think
not going to happen. They've lost
Chat GTP has us predicted at 2047. Yes, I saw that. I didn't know if to be excited or just like,
so whoever's going to lead the Vikings to a Super Bowl is just being born this year. Man, could you imagine the pressure put on that kid? Some kid's going to have to win the Super Bowl for the Vikings.
Arch Manning's kid.
Oh, man. Some random new Manning. All right. Oh, that's sports.
I'm going to say that how much of a dumpster fire the New York Giants still are.
Surprise, surprise. They.
But they did is what?
They replaced their quarterback.
Really? Who's that?
Russell Wilson, former Wisconsin Golden Boy, former Super Bowl champion, former Hall of Fame track and quarterback. Former third round pick, former cut by about three other teams in the last 3 years. Russell Wilson.
And Jackson Dart's coming in. My question, and they had a question on some of the sports shows today, was the way things have gone for Russell Wilson the last three teams.
Yeah.
Does it tarnish and maybe take back his Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he's one of those guys that if he would have retired when he left Seattle, you could say he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He was like a four-time All-Pro, two-time Super Bowl, one-time Super Bowl winner.
Could have been a second one, but he made a bad decision.
He decided to throw the ball instead of handing off. Yes. No, Russell Wilson was on track to be a Hall of Famer, no doubt. Like, he was on that track of an Eli Manning, of winning consistently, despite not being an overwhelming talent.
Yeah.
And then over the last, to go from there to, was it Seattle to?
Denver.
Denver.
Denver to Pittsburgh.
Denver to Pittsburgh last year, and Pittsburgh to New York this year.
And you couldn't,
Yeah, four teams in 3 years, and you are now being replaced again by another.
But not being replaced. I mean, he's just been horrible.
Yes, he had one. He had a 450-yard passing day in week two.
Week two or
week two, and then he's been bad since. So he's played himself out of the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I think that was going to happen no matter what for Jackson Dart. And just sooner.
But you also look at quarterbacks who are on a Hall of Fame track in their mid-30s. Yep. Generally, finish up in the Hall of Fame.
Usually,
you're talking guys like Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers. You're talking guys. Russell Wilson really just sort of played himself.
Yeah.
Into an afterthought, like, oh yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, you only got 45 seconds, so.
Man. Well, the Brewers have been.
Eh?
You got about a week left of the major league season. It's time to hit the panic button a little bit with the Brewers.
They clinched, though, didn't they?
They've clinched the playoffs, but they've got injuries up the wazoo, including Brandon Woodruff. Brandon Woodruff is hurt and on the injured list again. It's gonna be a tough go in once they get this playoffs. I want to see a five-man rotation. I want to see him at some point in these last seven games maybe win 5 out of 7.
25 seconds.
But otherwise, we're going to coast towards the playoffs. We'll talk more about the Brewers and, unfortunately, the Wisconsin Badgers next year, next week. They thankfully have the week off because they got blown out.
Okay.
You guys have a great one. Bye.